Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Governor Josh Shapiro is urging Pennsylvanians receiving SNAP benefits to check their accounts after a federal court on Thursday ordered the Trump administration to pay recipients in full. Shapiro provided an update on the situation at a news conference Friday. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there.
Governor Shapiro was here today to announce that after the federal court emergency order yesterday ruling that the Trump administration must issue SNAP payments for November, he was here, smile on his face, to say that, you know, Pennsylvanians who did not get their SNAP benefits in the first 7 days of this month should go check their accounts because the money is now flowing, as Shapiro says.
The dollars are beginning to flow again to SNAP recipients who haven't received their benefits over the first 6 days of this month.
He said in the course of a month, it's around $360 million that gets distributed, but $100 million has been distributed already in these first 6 days.
Shapiro says with the Trump administration back in court to continue the legal fight, the battle isn't over yet, but he vows state lawyers will keep fighting for Pennsylvanians. The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office has now withdrawn all charges against an alleged retail theft gang named the Diaper Crew, accused of stealing nearly $15,000 worth of merchandise and two dozen thefts throughout the city. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson reports, the move comes despite Mayor Parker's pledge that combating retail theft is a priority.
In July of 2024, police officials and the District Attorney's first assistant held a press conference showing videos of the thefts and announcing charges against Latrell Scott, Daquan Johnson, and Byron Jordan Prince.
They were taking shelf loads of diapers, hundreds at a time.
But the district attorney dropped all charges against all three defendants. Jordan Prince's case was withdrawn this week. Scott and Johnson had their cases withdrawn earlier this year. This comes about a year after the DA said he was revamping his retail theft policy, announcing a new organized retail and house theft task force, which the city funded for $3.5 million. It was to have 8 prosecutors working on cases. KYW News Radio has learned that now one prosecutor works on those cases, sometimes with help from others. When elected, Mayor Sherelle Parker said combating retail theft was a top priority, but won't criticize the DA.
KYW has reached out to the DA's office, has not yet received any response. Parents are continuing their push for a policy guaranteeing bathroom breaks for students in Philly schools. That story from KYW Education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Members of the parent and community group Lift Every Voice have been urging the school board to establish a written policy ensuring that students get 2 daily water and bathroom breaks, as well as a 20-minute recess and a 20-minute lunch period. Parent Troy Spence addressed the board at a public hearing Thursday night.
The amount of stories I hear at the dinner table from our kids about the lack of recess and lunchtime, classmates peeing on themselves, or seeing our kids immediately run to the bathroom when they get home each day.
Parents say the board's draft revision of the policy doesn't guarantee the breaks. Superintendent Tony Wadlington said he agreed kids should be able to go to the bathroom when they need to, and he cautioned against unsubstantiated stories.
I have yet in 3.5 years in our schools to see any child in a diaper because they can't go to the bathroom. Let's be careful that we don't say things that we don't have evidence to support.
The policy is on the agenda for a board review at its November 20th meeting. A local political expert says former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's body of work will remain a pillar for future leaders to stand on as she prepares to retire at the end of her term. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke to a Rutgers official who reflected on her legacy.
Nancy Pelosi is closing the chapter on one of the most influential careers in American history. The first woman to ever hold the Speaker's gavel, Pelosi served in Congress for more than three decades and led House Democrats through landmark legislation such as the Affordable Care Act. Debbie Walsh, director of the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers, notes that when she came into office, there were 25 women serving.
As she departs, there are now 151 women. The Democratic caucus is majority women, people of color, LGBTQ folks, because of intentional work in many ways led by her.
Walsh also notes that Pelosi is the only person in Congress who truly stood up to Donald Trump.
He bullied her, mocked her, and she never stopped. She wasn't afraid.
Pelosi became a symbol of resilience, and her retirement has sparked reflection on the barriers she broke and the path she paved for women in government.
Walsh says Pelosi's leadership and determination set a precedent for women in politics. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.